We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
.869-1240 is the Twin Peaks Scenic View hotline. Bobby is there, waited patiently through the break. We appreciate Bobby's time. Bobby, how are you? Nice to have you on the show.
I'm doing okay.
Good.
I never went to Grace Baptist Church for a long time, and when I did go, Pastor Mike was there to comfort me and showed me around the church, and I was baptized there about two years ago, and I've been going there. When I found out that he passed away, it was hurting. I couldn't. It was hard for me to sleep. I had dreams and about him in heaven, and I told him I couldn't wait to see him again. And he took me. I went down with him to the Kansas City Royal game, and I had fun, and I want to do that again, but I know I can't do it because he's not here to take me down there.
Well, Bobby, really, thank you very much. We appreciate your call, and I know that Pastor Mike would want you to continue to be strong and to move forward and to continue to find your way, as you obviously have started to do and are working through it, and through Pastor Mike's leadership and through his direction and his mentoring. We hope that that you're able to sustain that. But we all feel your pain, don't we, Paul? Pastor Mike was a good friend to all of us. For those of you that don't know, he was taken from us. Boy, unfairly, it seems, and untimely. On Super Bowl Sunday morning, dying peacefully in his sleep, but in Miami, where he was getting ready to watch his beloved Chiefs play in the Super Bowl. And we've talked a lot about Pastor Mike here over the last couple of weeks, but we understand that there are people out there that that are really still hurting. Not the least of which is his family, that goes without saying, but so many people who were affected by him in such a way as Bobby was. So we certainly appreciate that.
Well, and I'm just going to say this. Pastor Mike was what I aspire to be when it came to kindness. I'm not Pastor Mike. I wish I was closer to being like Pastor Mike. I sincerely mean that. And you and I have taken calls from Pastor Mike for I don't know how many years. I took many a call from Pastor Mike at other radio stations that I've been at. And he is that kind of guy that I wanted to be like, Bruce. I sound like I'm talking about a linebacker, don't I? I want to be like him. I want to be like that linebacker. No, I want to be like Pastor Mike. And I wish I just had a small portion of the kindness that he had in his heart. I wish I had a small part of that.
Well, you do, because anybody that knew him was affected by him in that very way.
Well, thank you.
Pastor Mike always saw the possibilities and the goodness in people. And that was always something or other that I enjoyed about him. He was a great preacher, of course, but he never preached at you. And I find that to be a remarkable thing for a man who makes his living that way. He always found great balance in being able to communicate his point without making it sound as if you were being preached at, if that makes any sense.
It does.
And I found that to be wonderful about him, absolutely wonderful.
He's a
great man.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I've got a feeling I will. When we get the note in our studios that Pastor Mike's on the line, That's a call that I hope I speak for you.
Yeah, we move forward.
We move forward. We're ready for Pastor Mike.
Right.
He's one of those guys, you get that call slip that says Pastor Mike is on the line and wants to talk to you. It kind of brightens your day. It did me, and I know it did you. And for that, we will always be grateful, I think. And I know I will be.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will wrap this up by just saying that, that he was a great moral compass a lot of times for sports talk in Wichita, and I know that Bob and Jeff feel this way, and I certainly would hesitate to put any words in Bob's mouth. I mean, that's just not necessary. He's as good a communicator as there is. So, but I think that we all feel the same, that he was a guy that that kind of flew in, and when he did fly in, there was usually a yeah, message
there was.
Of hope or of, stopping, trying to understand all of the things that went with it. And we're all better people for it.
Yeah.
We really are.
Yeah.
And Bobby pointed out, that seeing him in heaven, boy, I'll tell you what, there's a heaven. Pastor Mike is in it.
That's right.
Darn sure.
That's
There's no question about
no
that.
No question.
So anyway. All right, Shockers tonight, part of what's going on, what's on tap tonight, courtesy of our friends from Side Pockets. And, of course, we'll have the call for you over on KYN, your home for Wichita State basketball, as Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull give you the call at 5 o'clock with pregame, part of what's on tap from Side Pockets as we get to Shocker Talk today. Crossroads game, now or never game. Wait a minute, don't overreact kind of game. How would you define this for Wichita State at Central Florida tonight?
Yes, 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 and yes.
Fair enough. Okay. All of the above.
It has a bit of all of that. But more than anything else, it's a team come together. This isn't about physical ability. I don't believe it's about being able to shoot, about able to defend, about able to pay attention to what coach wants. That's what this is. That's what none of this is about. This is all about guys that want to be together, play together, and be teammates.
And win with each other.
And win
yeah,
with each other.
Play for one another.
You know, something
yeah.
is, there, for instance, and I know you feel this way. You know, what you and I do is much like football or basketball or baseball or anything else. You and I are a team. We've got Jad sitting in here. He is an integral part of our team. None of us can be as good as we can be without the other. That's just the way life works in general. And right now, this is a team that is struggling to find, how do I relate to the guy next to me? How do I relate to the center? The center says, how do I relate to the point guard? The point guard says, how do I relate to a power forward? How do I relate to that sixth guy coming in, on the first time out?
Sure.
There's relationship questions. And I don't mean to be Ann Landers or anything about this, but right now this is more of a matter for Ann Landers than it is for Greg Marshall or somebody to, coach X and O's and Gassers. It was interesting in the meeting that he had on Monday that he started it out on the baseline.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that's ever participated in basketball, which I have and you have, many of us have, we understand what gassers are, don't we? We understand what on the baseline means. That's something that we don't like. And that's how this started out. This is a team that is in dire need of figuring out, are we family or are we not? Are we all just adopted foster children or are we not? And maybe I shouldn't say it that way. Now, I take that back. Let me rephrase
Thank you
that.
For doing that. I was just about ready to jump on you.
Yeah, that was – or should I say
families
somebody –
because let me stop you while you're starting to get behind.
Please.
You're right, Paul. You're right. Families take many different shapes, many different shapes. And what we're looking for here, and I think that you've done a good job describing it. We are 23 games into this. We've gone from some pretty good highs to some questionable lows, and confidence can't be at a particularly high ebb right now. But the question of physicality and that you brought up are absolutely right. There's no issues with this basketball team.
Not physically.
This team has everything that they need to be a winning basketball team a heck of a lot more times than they aren't. They've already proven that. Now the question becomes, can you find that common ground of, without being silly, all for one and one for all.
Yeah. Well, this there's
can you find it?
There's a dysfunction. You can just watch a game and feel the dysfunction. You can watch kids how they walk back to the bench, not looking at the coach as he's talking. There's dysfunction.
Sure.
There's dysfunction all over this team at this point. And I don't think Greg Marshall would argue with that particular case at all. Do you? I don't think he would.
No.
He would argue with that. I think he understands.
I think that's why he stood him on the baseline and said, "All right, who wants to start talking?"
That's right.
No one talks. Boom, go run.
Let's do it.
All right, who wants to start? Nobody says anything. Boom, off they go.
Right. Right.
All right. Who wants to start it? And finally, Jamie Echenique says something. All right, good. Who's next? Nobody. All right, boom, off you go.
Right.
Until finally you get some form of conversation. I we'll see how it plays out and what sort of results it brings to the fore. But it's a pretty interesting way, and I think potentially effective way, of getting guys to open up. And I'll tell you what, Paul. It's kind of a, I don't want to say that it's last resortish, but it kind of has that feel of, guys, you know, I've done this for a lot of years, and I, for whatever reason, I'm having difficulty reaching the mental core of this basketball team. So I'm going to put it on you. You guys tell me what's going on, and then maybe we can figure it out together. And that's the hope as you go into this game tonight. Now, I'm going to tell you something that may surprise you.
What?
Wichita State is a 3-point favorite tonight on the road at Central Florida.
Well, I'm not surprised at that because that is basically a gambling deal. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know I don't know that they can win this game, if you want to know the real truth. We'll find out. We'll watch that game tonight. We'll know. But I'm not sure they can win that game. The betting line at this point, because of all the family matters that are involved with this particular basketball family, therein lies the problem. This is a family that has problems. Their problem is I'm not sure they've identified the problem. I think they've taken steps towards identifying the problem. I'll put it that way.
I hope so.
Well, I hope so too.
I hope so.
But we don't know that. I think we'll know a lot more. This is a team that its base identity is defense. How much defense do we see against Houston? Because I'm not sure I recall seeing very much of it.
Well, there wasn't any pushback. That was the problem.
Yeah.
You lose games, but the manner in which they lost is almost it's inexplicable. Because you just there wasn't any toughness or competitiveness really in that game.
None. No. And well, that's right. When you
baseline.
It's quitting. Is that's a nice little word, quit. Is that how you perceive it?
Well, hell, you didn't even show up.
Okay, that's
I mean,
even
it
better.
Wasn't even,
that's
I mean, even, okay. you didn't even get a chance to quit because you never really got there.
Good point. You got me on that one.
I mean, it was 22-9 before I even blinked my eyes.
Yeah,
it
that's
was
right.
Like it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. All right, Shockers in Central Florida tonight. 5:00 pregame on KEYN, home of the Shockers, right here in our Entercom family. We'll continue here with the Cindio Twitter question coming up momentarily. All part of What's on Tap, courtesy of Side Pockets, home of the Daily Lunch Special at Side Pockets. Kellogg and Tyler, we're back here in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.